time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
All right, so I'm here with my favorite everyday juicer, Ray Dustar. We're going to be talking about one of the things that I think is so important because there is a lot of controversy, actually. I live in a world where I hear a lot of people going for the paleo diet. All right, we can talk more about that later. But paleo, basically things that you could get back in the Paleolithic times, mostly meat. People talk about getting complete proteins from animal proteins only. And then I do live in a world where there's a lot of vegans, right? So two different spectrums. And I hear all the time people, especially my vegan friends and colleagues, talking about you can get protein from plants. And then I hear the other side where it's like, hey, you know, if you're a vegan, where in the heck do you get your protein? So I've got the everyday juicer who uses plants all the time in his juicing and in his expertise as he schools the rest of the world, how he plummeted his high cholesterol into a very healthy range and is better looking and more fit than he has ever been because he was like, you know what? I got to do something different. So he started juicing. So Ray, welcome to the show.
It is so good to be back. And you know what? I'm super excited about today's topic because ironically, the whole concept of protein literally is in the middle of basically my pre-juicing lifestyle, my post-juicing lifestyle. And at the end of the day, what I want to start off by saying is, you know, well, I'm not here today to say don't eat animal protein. And I'm not here to say only eat plant-based protein. What I'm here to tell people is that there are a variety of sources of plant-based proteins that they probably don't even know about that, once again, like I did, you can add to your daily lifestyle and you can enable yourself to have a more expansive diet, enable yourself to be able to eat more things and to get that protein. And the reason why I know this works is because Ray Dustar pre-juicing was literally a caveman. All I did was eat animal-based proteins, protein, 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 no carbohydrates, basically, and that's where I discovered I had an issue with cholesterol at 234. The juicing gave me a different, just, you know, it kind of changed the chemistry of my body, and I started adding a lot of different things to my diet, and I did start to wean myself off of as much animal protein as I had. And we all know the results when it came to my cholesterol. In 4 months, I came down to 168. But here's the awesome part, and here's why I know it works, and we'll get into the specific sources in a second. I am definitely stronger. I've got less body fat. I'm more ripped than I've ever been in my life. And the beauty is I'm taking probably more protein in, but I'm taking it from a variety of plant-based stuff, as well as some animal products. You know what I mean? I'm not going to, you know, keep myself from eating a steak if I want a steak at some point. So this topic truly is one that I feel is all about understanding your choices and then, you know, moderation when it comes to everything. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I completely agree, and I think it's great because I'm not here to tell anybody to either not eat animal proteins. I don't think that's what this is about. I think it's about really giving the education that, for example, let's just talk about this, 16 ounces of carrot juice, all right? So pretty much the equivalent of about 2 pounds of fresh raw carrots will provide somebody nearly 5 grams of protein. I also have a source here, the nutritive value of American foods in common units, percentage of calories of protein. Now, if we look at fruits, apples, 1%, spinach, 49%, 49%. Yep. Protein, kale, 45%, broccoli, 45% as well, Brussels sprouts, 44%. You look at the greens, you look at good greens. Now, I think what's important, plant foods, especially grains and legumes, often do lack one or more of essential amino acids. And we talk about essential, we talk about, hey, these are things that you got to get in from your diet. You know, we sort of can't make them. And oftentimes, if we just combining perhaps not only the great vegetable protein that you can get, but legumes and
absolutely.
Really quality grains to create a complete protein.
You nailed it with the vegetables, the broccoli, the kale, the spinach. You know, those are all very high in protein, whether you juice them or eat them. You know, legumes, I love that word. You know, this is something I eat an absolute ton of. You know, lentils, I eat a ton of garbanzo beans, which some people call them chickpeas, and they're known for hummus. A cup of garbanzo beans has 14.5 grams of protein. A cup of lentils has 18 grams of protein. So check out what I do. I literally will mix garbanzo beans, lentils. I'll add another bean, like maybe a pinto bean, which has 13 to 15 grams of protein. And then I'll add some diced tomatoes. I'll crush up some peppers, and I'll top it off with some salsa. It's an absolutely fantastic dish. Now, you can also, if you wanted to add some ground chicken to that, knock yourself out. But legumes, vegetables, you know, nuts and seeds. Here's another great one. You've got cashews, sesame seeds, pistachios, almonds, all of those for like a 1 ounce, and think about 1 ounce as maybe a handful, you're going to get anywhere from 4 to 8 grams of protein. Non-dairy milk. So personally, I am dairy free. I do not, I don't drink cow's milk. I drink all almond milk. And in each glass of almond milk that I have, by the way, if you are going almond milk, make sure you look for one that's low in sugar, so don't get a sweetened one. 7 to 9 grams of protein in a cup of almond milk. And then you touched on grains, you know, quinoa. Quinoa is a real big popular one right now. Oatmeal, a cup of oatmeal, you're talking about 6 grams of protein. So basically, if you think about those five things, vegetables, legumes, nuts and seeds, you know, non-dairy milk, I'll call it, and then grains, you just added a absolute plethora of things to your diet that are all high protein, that are all going to give you what you need before a workout, after a workout. They're going to fill you up. A lot of them will also provide a lot of fiber. And this is what I love about a lot of the legumes, like the garbanzo beans and pinto beans and lentils. They also come packed with fiber. So you're filling up from the fiber. You know, if you are a big juicer like I am, one of the things people say is, well, you're not getting the fiber from the vegetables, and that's absolutely right. I am separating that when I make my juice, and I let the nutrients from the vegetables get into my bloodstream immediately. But then I'm getting the fiber when I have dinner with, you know, the various right. the various beans that I've taken in.
So you make a good point. Okay, so you make a good point because, of course, with juicing, you get that nutrient density, all right? You get it packed full quickly. So that 16 ounces of carrot juice is 5 grams of protein. And I think the other point that's really important for us to make to the listeners is that I do believe, because this is all about mindful medicine, right? We want to knock people alive. The meat and the dairy industry, I believe, have spent a great deal of money in advertising to most Americans to consume greater amounts of protein than the body actually requires. Seriously, I mean, the recommended daily allowance for protein, and this is a good point because, hey, we're here to tell you, and Dr. Ray just said it really, really well, you can get a lot of protein from plants. But the recommended daily allowance for protein, 44 grams for the average woman and 56 grams for the average man, whatever average means, okay? So, or approximately 8% to 9% of total daily calories. And so I think part of it is allowing people just to wake up a little bit, and you don't need all that big, bad, you know, animal protein. You can get a lot of protein, quality protein from, as Ray Dustar, the Everyday Juicer, and you can find him on everydayjuicer.com. I should say that slowly. It's just everydayjuicer.com. You can get it from plants, grains, good whole grains, legumes. Ray, thank you so much once again. You're an expert in this area. I'm going to have you back every week so we can talk about something else when it comes to juicing, to plants, to nutrients, how people can easily and conveniently get it in their diet and know the heck what they're doing, which we love, to empower the people. All right. So this is Dr. Holly on Mindful Medicine Radio MD.